You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ravens defeat the Bengals 24-0 in frigid Cincinnati yesterday. Jonas Schaefer was there covering the game for the Baltimore Banner. He was at Harb's press conference earlier today, and he joins us now. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. This is why sports are fun, because I could have come up with a number of scenarios where the Ravens win this game, but none of them would have included the Ravens shutting out the Bengals yesterday.
Yeah, and especially when you consider that Ja'Marr Chase somehow upped. I wrote this in the preview. Did you guys know that Ja'Marr Chase has the most receiving yards per game against any opponent in NFL history, and that opponent is the Ravens? And he upped that average, and the Bengals somehow did not score. So yeah, it's pretty weird in a lot of ways. You look at the play disparity. You look at the just short amount of possessions in general. You look at Lamar passing 12 times total, and yet them winning comfortably in this game. And basically by the end of that, you know, 2-minute drill touchdown, you never really felt like this was going to be that competitive. So, you know, this season has been weird. This game, of course, was weird. I guess we shouldn't really be expecting anything different at this point.
There were a lot of standouts on the defensive side of the ball, Jonas, and you can pick a pass rusher. But to me, Alohi Gilman really stood out. And we know that he struggled tackling during his time with the Ravens. But how impressed were you with Gilman, especially his physicality?
Yeah, I mean, I think he still had some whiffs today on Sunday as well. And I think that's going to be, you know, an issue moving forward just with his size and everything like that. But it's been, you know, a rare win-win situation with him and the Chargers. And, you know, I don't know if OA is doing anything that dramatically different from what he was being asked to do here in Baltimore, but he's obviously up to 7 sacks now for the Chargers. And although he's having a nice little year here in Baltimore, that's probably going to make him, you know, a good bit of money in free agency. And it's obviously a nice thing for him and for the Ravens to have a guy as versatile as him and be able to move him around. And now you've got our Darius Washington, so you've got even more flexibility. And, you know, I think probably the best test for just his usefulness as a safety will probably be these next two games, because you've got Drake Bay coming in as one of the best, if not the best, deep ball throwers in the entire NFL. And Jordan Love is a guy who's not afraid to, you know, chuck that ball up if he feels pressure, if it's a cover zero and he, you know, has Christian Watson or Jaden Reed or someone down there. So, you know, Lowy continues to impress. You know, I think he had a pretty nice PFF grade, and that felt kind of representative of just what he was able to bring to the table yesterday, along with Malachi Starks.
How much were you guys in the press box talking about Joe Burrow? Like, did it ever look to you like he was particularly interested in seeing this thing out?
Interested? I don't know. I do think, you know, I asked about this on after the game, and he did feel like the amount of pressure and everything that they racked up was something that, you know, simulated pressure that ends with the pick six Ravens got. So we definitely saw that play out this way. I mean, to be honest, like I know people were kind of quick to jump on the Joe Burrow and the Bengals bandwagon after that Thanksgiving game, but especially that first half, I don't think he played all that well. Yeah. he was missing a lot of passes, and it was overshadowed because Lamar was missing a lot more. So, you know, he's clearly not all the way back, and I think it's reasonable to expect someone who went through what he went through with the turf toe, which the injuries, the tales of woe for that injury are just unbelievable. It's a huge credit to him that he's even back from that. But I mean, I think what we saw yesterday was about what you expect from a guy who's made an incredibly quick comeback from an injury like that and playing behind a shaky line and not having his standout X receiver in T. Higgins. And it was, as someone who likes watching Joe Burrow, it was a little bit weird and sad to see him just have this complete, just
meltdown.
Meltdown, one misfire after another, and to be shut out for the first time since his LSU days. But the Ravens were clearly the better team and kind of had him figured out in a way that they certainly didn't on Thanksgiving.
Talking to Jonas Schaefer, Inside Access here on the Fan. Jonas, let's look at that pass rush. And it was only a week ago where I think the Steelers asked me to play tackle because they lost all their tackles, and the Ravens couldn't muster, like, even getting close enough to blow air on Aaron Rodgers. They had 3 sacks, 10 quarterback hits, 15 pressures. Where did that come from?
I think it's, sometimes it's just simple as getting one piece in and knocking the rest of the pieces into place. And, I know Tavius Robinson isn't exactly going to light the world on fire for you as a pass rusher, but I think it was pretty telling that they had a pretty low blitz rate for that game, somewhere between 5 to 10%, and they had a pressure rate right around 30 to 35%, depending on where you look. So, the fact that they were able to, kind of force the game script in their factor, the fact that they, I think, are holding up well physically. I mean, you're talking to Roger Rosengarten after the game. He said he was just really impressed by the get-off that the Ravens were having in practice from those edge rushers, and he felt like that would kind of carry over into the game. And, I know obviously this is a game where a bunch of Ravens were nicked up, but I think that is something that I'm just very keen on monitoring these next couple of weeks. Like, this is a Ravens team, a Ravens organization that prides itself on its physicality, and just how many guys love being in the weight room to the detriment of us talking to them in the locker room. And maybe it's because they've played 2 bad opponents in a row, but we're starting to see them lean on teams in the run game, and we're starting to see them, again, continue to be a pretty good run defense. And if they can get their pass rushing gear with, by whatever manner of hook and crook, then you're going to take that. So, I don't think this is anywhere close to being, a top 10 unit, maybe not even a top 15 unit pass rush wise, but if they can just get enough of these free unblocked pressures.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Because you're gaming up something, or Zach Orr is cooking up something based off what he saw on film, then I think that's just what you need to be competitive in whatever games are on the horizon here.
Jonas, let's get to the offense, and it was a weird day for them, just 40 plays, and in particular, Lamar Jackson, just 12 pass attempts. He also had two rush attempts. He told Aditi Kinkabwala that this is the healthiest he's felt since the hamstring injury. Did he take a step forward for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the fact that he was willing several times to stand in there and be willing to take hits because he felt like he had guys coming open downfield or guys that he could squeeze the ball to downfield. And, you know, certainly that there were plays where you're just kind of shaking your head, wondering why he's trying to improvise or not get rid of the ball or just throw the ball out of bounds, like on that, you know, naked bootleg where he takes the sack early in that first quarter. You're just kind of shaking your head, like, why? But I think the fact that he was able to stand and deliver time and time again, finally was able to break that, you know, sub 60% accuracy streak that had been bugging him. Obviously, he looked a good the couple of times that he did scramble. It does seem like he is turning the corner physically. I don't think he's all the way back there. I don't know if he's going to be all the way back there at any point this year. I still want to see him more involved in the run game closer to the red zone where he can be a difference maker. But, you know, if he can do this and if they can continue to get D-Hop more involved and, you know, maybe Rashad Bateman comes back, looking a little bit better physically after getting this weekend off, and you certainly feel a lot better about this passing game than you did, you know, after, say, the Jets game.
Everything is kind of weird because the game was so weird and the samples were small, especially on offense. I found myself cringing at the offensive line a couple of times, but obviously only 12 dropbacks. Did anything that you could take good, better, and different from pass pro?
Pass pro, I think the tackles have been playing well. Mm-hmm. I think Ronnie and Roger have been locked in, and I guess, you know, just keep tabs on Ronnie. We talked to him post game. He seemed fine. You know, it took a while to either get treatment or shower, but John Harbaugh said that he came out of Sunday's game feeling a little bit sore, so maybe this is a limited week of practice for him. But, you know, there's really no one on that Patriots front that really strikes the fear of God into you. It was interesting that Emory Jones played a couple snaps. I think I saw him pancake one guy on a long run. Mm-hmm. But pass protection-wise, you know, Tyler Linderbaum got beat a couple times, got shoved into Lamar's pocket, I think, on one of those sacks where he was able to – or where he was unable to, you know, step up and get outside of some outside pocket pressure. But if you want to be optimistic, I think I checked it after the game. Like, according to, I think, Sumer Sports, the Ravens – average like three, or Derrick Henry averaged 3.5 yards before contact per carry, which is the type of 2024 production that you're looking for. Like, that's the kind of nightmare fuel that this Ravens offense has really feasted on. And if they could get anywhere above 2.5-3 yards per carry, that this offense is really going to be cooking with the kind of gas that it had for so often last year.
Jones, let's finish with this. Did what you were able to see yesterday, did that change how you viewed the Ravens? Do you feel more optimistic about them than you did before kickoff yesterday?
I mean, I think just necessarily I would have to answer yes, because I was expecting them to lose, and the fact that they were able to win so convincingly, you know, it does give me a little bit more positivity. And I think also just the fact that these next two teams coming up are flawed and becoming increasingly flawed, that the more that they get banged up. So I still think on a neutral field, the Ravens should be favored against the Steelers based off everything that I've seen, based on the weaknesses and strengths of both teams. And it just comes down to, can the Ravens do enough positively and will the Steelers do enough negatively where that week 18 game becomes a win and you're in type of situation? And, you know, from there, it's, as we've seen this season across the NFL, from California to Baltimore, like, anything can happen in these games. So I think the Ravens just have to stay healthy. Lamar has to continue to improve. They've got to continue to find, you know, new buttons that they can push on the pass rush, because if you can just level up slightly in those kind of areas, then you can feel okay about whoever you're going up against. I don't think this team's anywhere close to as talented or as locked in as last year's was, but you know, there are enough bona fide playmakers on this team where you just need a couple big plays to go your way, and you're going to be in control. So the Ravens did that on Sunday, and I just don't know still if that is a replicable blueprint for these next three games going forward.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Great talking.
Coming up next, Lamar Jackson. It was a small sample, but he started to show signs of being Lamar Jackson again. Are we feeling optimistic about the quarterback heading down the stretch? We discuss next here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.